Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com to talk to you some more about beliefs. This is becoming a real interesting subject and I'm enjoying listening to the responses on it. How much is the doggy? You asked a few questions and I'd like to respond to those. And I have notes here about them, but I can't understand what they mean now. You talked about preposterous claims on ATS, and even though it goes against common knowledge, can you disagree when you have no evidence or when you can't disprove them? My answer to several of these questions is the same. Another question was, if something incredible happened to me, what would I say to make people believe me? And does belief open my eyes or does belief blind me? And what I'm going to say to those is, it depends on my attachment to the belief. You know, I believe more in possibilities than anything else. So, that's where my attachment is. You know, if somebody believes in God and they are attached to that, they have a firm bond of attachment to that, and a lot depends on it. And it's sacred to them, and it's special to them, and it's vital to them that is true. You know, that attachment is very strong. And there are a few things in my life that I have that kind of attachment to. Very few. I can't even think of anything right now. Except possibilities. Because believing as strongly as I do in possibilities, different possibilities, I have less attachment to any one belief. So, I even believe in the possibility that me and someone else might stand next to each other and see something and experience it in totally different ways as a totally different thing. I don't know if I'm explaining this very well. But I guess what I want to say basically is that the less attachment I have to any one belief, the freer and more open I am to believe whatever happens. And if somebody made a preposterous claim on ATS, I don't feel a need to believe it, or, you know, even if I do disagree with it, I don't want to disprove them. I don't have that attachment to do so. They can believe it, you know, and I don't care. I may believe it or not. Just because somebody said something doesn't mean I have to believe it or not. I just don't even have to go there. And if something incredible happened to me, I would just tell it. And I don't have any attachment to making them believe. They can believe it or not. I don't care. So I don't need to make people believe me. I just tell the truth, and if they believe me, they believe me. If they don't, they don't. I don't care. And does belief open your eyes or blind you? Again, it depends on the attachment I have to that belief. See, if I don't believe in aliens, I believe aliens do not exist. And I am attached to that. Now, anything I see, I'm going to be able to explain it away. You know, I could see an alien and say it was somebody in a costume, or it was a puppet, or it was a trick of the light, or an optical illusion. So depending on how attached I am to the belief, it does blind me. But I'm not very attached to very many beliefs. Okay, you asked another question, what you believe in creating your own reality, and what we all believe in creates our reality. I think that's true. But I'm not real attached to it. I have seen situations in my life where I, you know, believed in something, or I even acted as if you know what I mean. And man, it happened fully and completely. And I also see how very easily the combination of all of our minds going in one direction, thinking something about even on a world level, is making things happen in the world right now. you know, and that's what I think, that's what I believe. And I might be wrong, but I don't care. I'm not attached to it. And you said opinions and beliefs, what's the difference? To me, beliefs is just simply that, something I believe. Opinion is something I have a judgment about. I think they are slightly different things, but not very different. And the Santa Claus thing, I do understand your conspiracy theory, but I don't know if I believe in it. Society encourages us to tell our kids about Santa Claus because of all the commercialism around Christmas. But is it a conspiracy? At this time, I don't think so. But I could be convinced one way or another. So, very interesting subjects. Oh, one more thing. Everyone has their particular view on life and things that happen in life. You know, I might have an experience and you might have an experience, whoever you are I'm talking to. And we might, based on our own opinions about things and our beliefs about things, we might have a very different experience. Even though we did the same thing. Thanks for listening.